So I'd like to speak tonight about the intersection between tefillah and limud haTorah. There is a really amazing Gemara in Maseches Nida on Daf Ayin, where the Gemara says like this. It's the question that every yeshiva guy wants to know, and it's tucked away all the way on Daf Ayin in Maseches Nida. But it's going to take a long time till you get to Maseches Nida. All the way in the back of Nida, the Gemara asks the question that we probably would have wanted brachos to begin with. Ma yasa odam v'yachkim. What should a person do if he wants to become a Talmud Chacham? What's the secret? What's the formula? Says the Gemara, Amar lahan, yarva b'yeshiva v'yemait b'schora. You should sit and learn. Be marbe sitting and learning, and you should decrease your involvement in business. I don't think the Gemara is telling you to starve. The Gemara is telling you, you do what you need to do, but you limit. If you need to steal time away, you steal time in order to learn. I think they once asked Rav Yashiv, they asked him what was his secret to godliness. You know, they wanted to hear, I don't know, some segula or some amazing thing that his father did, and this was that, Rav Yashiv came. He said, what do you mean? I sat and I learned and I learned and I learned. That's the secret. It's not a secret. There's no shortcuts. If you sit and you learn, you'll become a very big Talmud Chacham. So asks the Gemara. The Gemara is not going to let them get away with an answer like that. What, just sit and learn? Amru harbe also came below ho'i Elohim. Many people did that and it didn't work. They went to yeshiva, they sat, they learned, and you know what? They didn't become big Talmud Chachamim. Answers the Gemara, which is almost like a about face. El yivakshu rachamim mimi shachochma shelo. Shenemar ki Hashem yitein chochma mipiv dasu tfuna. The Gemara answers. At first, we thought the Gemara had said you got to sit, you got to learn, you got to pound away. The Gemara says, yeah, but the truth is that's not going to work alone. You have to do that also. But you have to be mevakesh rachamim from the one who gives chachma. As the pasuk says, ki Hashem yiten chachma. So it's not rejecting. It's modifying. It's not saying that you don't have to sit and learn. Of course you have to sit and learn. But you also need to daven, a heartfelt prayers, beseeching Hashem to give you chachma. Pasuk in Mishlei, ki Hashem yiten chachma, and mipiv is Das and Tfuna. I think the way to really solidify this idea is to quote from the Rambam. Because, you know, we generally like to associate the Rambam. He's much more rational. You know, he's not going to say, you know, if you ask a rational person, a quote-unquote rational person, how do you become a big Talmud Chacham? They're going to tell you, get a good Rebbe, get a good tutor, sit and learn for a long time. You know, find a father-in-law who's going to support you. They're going to give you all the Derech HaTeva ways that you're going to become a big Talmud Chacham. And obviously, you're not going to become one if you don't have an amazing IQ and if you don't have a great memory. So you might expect the Rambam would say something like that. But as we all read already, when we learned Perish Mishnais, because we've all finished Perish Mishnais, the Hakdamah of the Rambam, Perish Mishnais. But if you look in the Hakdamah of the Perish Mishnais, the Rambam says, and we pointed it out when we read it, Ein le'adam ima chachma. A person, when he's trying to get chachma, udrishasa, vishtadlus, and all of his hard work and all of his ishtadlus, what ultimately does he need to do? Elazov inyanov biyad habore. To throw his faith on Hashem. Ulhispalel olav. Ulhischane. To beg. Livonenu lahoroso legalos lo hasodos hagenuzos bakosim. That Hashem should reveal to him the secrets, revealed to him the depths of what he's learning. As David HaMelech himself said, Gal Einai, open my eyes, V'abita niflos misarasecha, and let me see the wondrous teachings of your Torah. According to the Rambam, at least, if you want to be successful in learning, and it's really just the Gemara and Nida, you got to work really hard, but you need to beg, you need to pray, you need to pour out your heart in tefillah. You should be zochet to siyata d'shmaya and learning. Now it's interesting because we know that we need Siyata Deshmai in everything that we do. We don't just daven for big things. When someone's really sick, when there's something really monumental coming up in our life, we're about to get engaged. Those are not the only times that we daven. We daven every day, even for the smallest minutia of our life, because we do not want to suggest, we don't want to internalize that when it comes to little things, we take care of that on our own. But for the big things, I need Hashem, but I don't need Him for the little things. We need Him for everything. So if we need a Kaddish Baruch Hu for everything, we need Him for learning also. So what exactly are we davening for? We always need Hashem. And the answer is that in order to understand properly Torah, to understand it deeply, and to remember it is very, very hard, al pi derech hateva. And the idea is that chachma, true chachma, deep chachma, and certainly memory is a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know what? It could be that al pi derech hateva, it's true, because I know all of you, and you're all very good guys, and you're all very intelligent, and you're all very sincere and dedicated. And I hope I don't hurt your ego right now. But nobody here is an off-the-charts genius. If you think you are, so I'm sorry. It could be that I just don't assess people well. But I don't think that that's not a compliment. Nobody's an off-the-chart absolute genius. Some of you are extremely intelligent, but there's always more brain power. There's already, listen, I don't know how well all of your memories are. I can only speak for myself. Al pi terva, my memory is not so great. Not so great at all. But we believe, as we say, Torah Hashem Timima, Torah is perfect. It brings perfection to a person. Machkimas pesi. And it makes a fool intelligent. Which means that maybe we're not davening to Hashem that our brain should work. No, He gave us a brain al pi terva. And He gave us a certain amount of memory. And if you don't daven, so you'll be able to use your mind and you'll be able to understand to the best degree that your natural mind can. And you'll be able to remember to the degree that you can. But when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're asking Him to be machkim aspesi. We're asking Him for more intelligence. We're asking Him for beyond our normal, natural abilities. Certainly when it comes to memory, this is something, at least I may be able to speak from my own experience, this is something that I would love HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me more than what I'm naturally blessed with. Chafetz Chaim has a great raya from a mission in Pirkei Avos. The mission in the second parak of Pirkei Avos, I think we even made reference to it earlier today, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is Mona the Shevach of five of his Talmidim. And one of those Talmidim, he says about him that he's a boor sid eno ma'abed tipa, which means that he is a cistern that is plastered, and he doesn't lose a single drop, which means he has an amazing memory. Asks the Chafetz Chaim, how is that a shevach of a Talmud? If the Talmud was born with an amazing memory, that's not a shevach to him. A shevach is something that you give someone for what they've accomplished. You don't say to someone like, wow, I'm really proud of you. You're really tall. Well, that's something to be proud of, that he's really tall. I'm really proud of you. You're really smart. You don't say I'm really proud of you. You could say I'm really impressed by you. But I'm not proud of you because you're smart. So what does he mean when he's asks the Chafetz Chaim that he's being mishabeach, one of his Talmidim, that doesn't forget things? Says the Chafetz Chaim, it must be that his memory and his amazing ability to remember things was something that he earned, was something that he worked hard for, something that he gained on his own. And the Chafetz Chaim says that you see from here that memory and the ability to remember things is a blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means we need to beseech Him, we have to daven to Him, that we should get this tremendous matana. I think that's probably part of the deeper meaning of the Medrash and Shmos Rabbah that we've quoted this year about Moshe Rabbeinu, that when he went up to Har Sinai, so, right, Vayitein El Moshe, the Pasuk says. So the Medrash says, that, what do you mean Vayitein Moshe? What do you mean it was given to Moshe? So he says that for 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu went up and he learned, and every day he would forget at the end of the day. And after 40 days, he said, Ribono Olamim, I've been here for 40 days and I don't know anything. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry. I'm going to give you the Torah as a blessing, as a present, as a matana. And that's what the pasuk means, Vayitein el Moshe. And I think the point of the Medrash, I don't think it's here to historically tell us whether Moshe Rabbeinu forgot or he didn't forget. I don't think that's the point of the Medrash. I think that's a very superficial reading of the Medrash. The point of the Medrash is to tell us that ultimately what we're going to accomplish in Torah is going to be a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ultimately, that's what it's going to be. And you can work hard and you can learn a lot. But if you're going to really, if you really hope to accomplish tremendous heights in learning, it's going to only come as a gift. And the only way he's going to gift you is if you daven to him. If you want to only rely on your natural abilities, it will get you so far. But if you really want to be a Talmud Chacham, you need to daven, and you need to daven your heart out. There's a Sefer Darkei Gemara, which was written by Rav Yitzchak Kampanton. He was late Rishonim. He writes there, it's a Sefer, it's a very interesting Sefer. It's a Sefer on Derech HaLimud, how to learn Gemara. So he writes there that a person has to ma'amatzei koach, he has to be meichin himself, he has to be toreach with all of his ability, hishtadlus, charitzus. He writes, all of these things are absolutely necessary. But im kol zeh, he writes in the first parak of the Sefer, before he starts teaching you methodology and learning, im kol zeh, tzarech gam kein levakesh rachamim, shiasiyuhu min hashamayim. And don't say kochem v'yotzem yadi. If you say kochem v'yotzem yadi, that's all you're going to get is your own koach. And if all you have is your own koach, you ultimately won't succeed in the greatest way that you could. The Shlah has a list of things a person needs to do to be successful in learning. And sure enough, right up there on the list is l'spal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu sh'yiten lo chachma u'zchira tova, and good memory. So we see that this is a vital component to success in learning. And the truth is we have a bunch of firsthand accounts of people testifying to the tremendous levels they gained from davening. Probably the most obvious is Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech was asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he wants. And he said, does he want riches? Does he want fame? And he said, I want Chachma. But the Medrash learns that it wasn't just that he wanted it, but he davened for it. It says in the Medrash on Mishlei that Shlomo HaMelech was Yashav B'tainis Arbo'im Yom. 40 days he fasted in order that Hashem should bless him with Chachma. Now I imagine Shlomo was a pretty smart man already, but he wanted more. He wanted greater ability. And he used to be Mivakesh Achareha. The Rav Yonatan Eifshitz also has such a beautiful piece. I'm going to read you a few lines from his Sefer Yaros Tavash. He says as follows. Baduk Umenuse. Do you know what that means? That means it's tried and tested. Baduk Umenuse. Im yispalel odom shachres ukriya shema bekavona. If a person davens with kavona, shabo bayom yizkal edvar mitzvah. You'll be zocher to do a mitzvah. And you'll be matzliach in your business. And even if at one point in the day it looks like you're not succeeding, don't worry, in the end you will. The ein tzarech lomar, obviously you'll be matzliach that day in Torah. U'mitzvah gararis mitzvah. V'chein lehefech. Oili al shivri, he says. Be'eis, this is him speaking about himself now, of Yonatan Eifshitz. Be'eis she'eni mispal b'kavana karoi. On days that I don't daven with good kavana, kol hayom ein shmuasi b'torah mechuvenes. He says about himself that on days that he doesn't daven with kavana, he finds that his learning, his sparas are not good. Ulehepuch, he says, im ezak ve'eshavea l'Hashem. If I cry out, if I daven to Hashem, mikiros levavi, from the inner chambers of my heart, b'tfila, and I daven to him, l'choneni das, chonen das, to give me das. Ki dalosi ad ma'od, because I'm so poor, I need it. Then, hu yirachim alai l'heir einai b'sorasecha. I see it, I feel it. This is where Yonatan Eifshitz speaking. This is not just like some random, you know, really from guy telling you, come on, daven, daven, daven. So Yonatan Eifshitz, migdolei ador, and he's telling you that about himself, that his success in learning came on the days that he really poured out his heart. And he writes, and therefore, im navon v'chacham, if you really intelligent person? Al Tomru, don't say, oh, you know why I'm smarter than my friend? It's because of my mind. It's not true. It's sheker. It's a gift from Hashem. And it only comes from Rov Tfila and Tachanunim. There's nothing more that helps a person succeed in Torah besides tefila bedima, with tears, that Hashem should help us. There's an amazing eduyos about the Netziv. You know, we spoke about Shlomo HaMelech Bezman Tanach, spoke about Rav Yonah Snaibshitz early period of the Achronim. Let's get it much more recently. The Netziv. They have amazing stories about the Netziv's tefilos. In the biography of Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, called Sefer Derech Etz Chaim. So he writes there that he remembers in Volozhin that the Netziv would cry when he used to say in davening, V'hoyer Einenu B'sor HaSecha. Right? V'hoyer Einenu B'sor HaSecha, before Kriya Shema. He used to cry. And he says, he used to say about himself, that on the days that he doesn't cry, he's not mechadish anything. It's amazing. I saw in another sefer that a few times the Netziv canceled shir in Volozhin because he didn't feel like he had the proper kavana during Avar Rabba. Can you imagine that? Being mevatel shir, gemara shir in Volozhin because he didn't daven? You know, we look at these as two different spheres. We look at davening is, you know, davening is one area, and that's all about coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a whole other area, which is learning. And learning is about how smart I am. And it's about, you know, my experience in learning. And you see that by Gedolei Yisrael. It wasn't like that. There wasn't this bifurcation between the two. So on the most basic, basic level, we need to daven to be successful in learning. Because if we really want to overachieve in learning and in memory, it's only going to come as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we saw that from Moshe Rabbeinu. We saw that from Shlomo HaMelech. From Rav Yonah Snaibshitz, from the Netziv. There's a story also, I don't remember, I'm trying to remember who exactly it was about. I wrote it down. I remember when I heard it, I remember it made a big impact on me, that he was learning in Volozhin. And at that point, I don't know if you know the history, but there was really, it was Rav Shimon. It was Rav Shimon Shkup. Rav Shimon Shkup was a young Talmud in Volozhin. And whatever, there were different shirim. And the Netziv had a distinct style of learning. Rav Chaim had a distinct style of learning. So not everybody was into the Netziv's mahalach. I think the Netziv gave certain days of the week. Rav Chaim gave other days of the week. So he apparently, when he was young, he didn't go to the Netziv shir because he felt that he can use that time, you know, like a lot of minog in a lot of yeshivas. You don't go to the Rosh Yeshiva shir. You don't go to this shir. You don't go to that shir because you feel like you'll use your time better by being in the base medrash. Anyway, one night, it was very late, probably wee hours of the morning, and Rav Shimon was still in the base medrash, and he was stuck on a very, very difficult Rashbam in Bava Basra. Right? As many of you are aware, on the pages in Bava Basra, so instead of Rashi, we have the Rashbam. And it got to the point that he was almost at the point of despair, that he was going to understand the Rashbam. I mean, he read it over and over again, and suddenly he looks up, and he sees Rosh Hashiva. Sees the Netziv walking into the Beis Medrash. So apparently that happened sometimes. The Netziv would just sort of walk into the Beis Medrash at like 1-2 o'clock in the morning. So Rav Shimon decided, I guess he was not Rav Shimon yet, but he decided to approach the Netziv and just ask him about the Rashbam. So as soon as he started talking and the Netziv saw what page he was on, he right away stopped him, put his hand on his shoulder, and he said, "My child, I want you to know that I have visited several times at the kfarim of great tzaddikim to beg Hashem to give me pshat in this Rashbam." When Rav Shimon heard that, besides the fact that he probably felt pretty good that he was stuck on the same Rashbam, but when Rav Shimon heard that, so he realized who the Netziv was, and he became a close Talmud. He started going to the shurim. So this is the Hanhaga. This is the way that Gedolei Yisrael, I think we've said the story, I won't repeat it here, about Rav Yoshev. I think I repeated it not so long ago, before he had to make a psak. And he davened in the story about the people who visited and they left. But I want to add one other nekuda, and that is, I think another reason why tefillah is so vital when we're trying to learn Torah. Okay, it's to give us the ability. But I think there's another issue here. And that is, there's another goal of Torah besides learning it and understanding it. Another goal of Torah is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. That the Torah should be internalized. The Torah should change us. You know, we read the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, I don't know if we're going to call it Pirkei Avos, but the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avos, Parakinyan Torah, that we're, Mirtz Hashem, can be zochet to finish very soon. So you remember the first Mishnah, Kol HaOsek B'Torah Lishma, is zochel Dvarim Harbe. It gives him anova, machsharto, to be a tzaddik, a chosid, a yasher, migad loso, mamto, al kol ha-maisim. It elevates you beyond all other creations. It makes you great. Makes you an anov. It makes you a tzaddik, close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're a reya. Remember, you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're loved by Hashem. So the experience of learning Torah is obviously supposed to change us. I heard once, I read it. I think it's in his Shir Mazeich HaAvramori. The Rav writes, he's medayik in the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah about Keser Torah. Rambam writes, famous Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Rambam writes that there are three ksarim, three crowns. There's the crown of Torah, there's the crown of Malchus, and then there's the crown of Torah. We also had the Mishnah about the kinyoni, the matanos, it's the Kohen, and the king has certain abilities, and then the kinyoni Torah. So the Rambam talks about those three ksarim, those three crowns. So if Soloveitchik pointed out, it's interesting, if you think about it, both Malchus and Kahuna, when someone gets that, it changes who he is in his essence. There's a new chalosh shame. You're a melech now. You used to be Joe, and now you're a melech. So too, if a person is a Kohen, it's a chalosh shame in who he is. And you don't become a Kohen, but the idea of Kohen, it's a chalosh in the person. So the Rav said it must be that a keser, a crown, signifies that this person has a different a chalos, that they're different. So if a person learns Torah, what's the keser Torah? The keser Torah, the pshat must be that you become a different person. Right? When Shaul HaMelech became a king, it says v'niyesa li'ish acher, that he became a different person. He was zochet to certain sagos of Ruach HaKodesh. He became a different person. So Soloveitchik said, when a person learns Torah, you're supposed to become a different person. It's supposed to change you. And I can't tell you, this is one of the most common conversations I have with guys in the second half of their year in yeshiva. The second half of the year in yeshiva, probably the most common question I discuss with guys is, I hear so much, they say, about the power of Torah, how it changes a person, how it's supposed to make me feel more connected. How it's supposed to connect me more, feel more connected to different things. It's supposed to connect me more, make me into a better person. And you know what, Rebbe? I'm learning hours and hours and hours a day, but I don't feel that it's changing me. I don't feel like I'm becoming Zoch L'Dvarim Harbe, Anova, and Tzaddik, and Chassid, and Yashar, and that I'm Merumam Al-Kol HaMaisim. I just don't feel that. And I think that it might be that Nekuda where the Tefillah helps tremendously. If a person davens and cries to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harei Neinu B'sar Asecha, the Harevna, when a person turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in prayer, and before he learns, he davens, he says, V'sein Chalkenu B'sar Asecha. So it could be that that's the ticket. That's the secret to the Torah really having an impact on a person. Because the Torah having an impact on a person, it doesn't sound... You know, we can explain it psychologically, but it certainly sounds like there's a certain, just a reality, a spiritual physics going on. And when a person learns Torah, it changes him. I understand when you learn Torah, it sensitizes you to things, and therefore it makes you a better person, and it makes you more responsible. I understand all that on a teva level. There's also a certain deeper level where Torah changes a person. How are you zochet to Torah changing you? It's got to be if you daven first. And, you know, we're not going to go through it now, but if you take a look in the Nefesh HaChaim, in the fourth section of Nefesh HaChaim, in the beginning, Perek Ches, Perek Yud, so Nefesh HaChaim there speaks, you would think you were reading a Chassidish Sefer. even though he's probably coming from a certain perspective as a polemic against certain Hasidic ideas. But he writes there in the 8th parak, I think, and then 10th parak, he writes that before a person sits to learn, so they need to contemplate Dveikus Bashem, they need to do tshuva, they need to daven and beg Hashem for tahara. What is this, Musar Shmuz? Just sit down and learn. And it's funny because he's the shita that holds that once you're learning, you're not supposed to think about Dveikus and Tahara. You're supposed to think about what's Pshat and Tosfos once you start learning. Because he says Torah works by connecting to it intellectually, by understanding it deeply. But it only works if you first go into it with Kedusha and Tahara. So I think it emerges that part of the reason why you need the tefillah, when that Gemara in Nida said many people did it and they didn't succeed, what does it mean it didn't succeed? Maybe it doesn't mean that they didn't succeed in, maybe they learned a lot. They knew lots of tshuvas. They can quote you Dapim, right? There are many Talmud professors who could tell you, you know, every folio of the Babylonian Talmud, what's on which page, you know, folio 74A in the name of Rabbi Hanina. They could tell you all of the shitas and where everything is. But has the Torah changed them? Have they been zocher to Keser Torah? Has it become a part of who they are? If they're not davening before, if they're not being involved like the Nefesh HaChaim tells us to do in tshuva and in tahara, so we're not going to be zocher to those deeper levels. So the take-home point here is that we need tefillah to be matzliach. I think we need Torah to be matzliach in the actual learning itself. I think we need tefillah to be matzliach in the deeper connections that we're trying to develop with Torah. And I can give you, you know, and they're obvious. There are probably three places to start if you want to start davening seriously for connecting to Torah, for learning Torah well, for remembering Torah. Place number one is Birchas HaTorah. That should be obvious. A bocher yeshiva, I mean every Jew, but for sure a yeshiva bocher, should be taking a lot of extra time for Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is the one area of davening. Listen, it's good to, it's always good to be makdim refuah lemakom. But if you're not providing for your family yet, you don't need to be crying yet during the bracha for parnasa. I mean, it's always good. You know, I'm sure Hashem doesn't appreciate it that we only start davening with kavana once we need something. We should always be davening with kavana. But the area that should just be so obvious for a yeshiva guy to be pouring his heart out, to take a little bit of extra time, is in Birchas HaTorah. In Vaharev, no, Hashem, I mean, but you can't say it any better than that. Make the Torah sweet. Make me connect to it. Avarabo also, speaking about the great love Hashem has for us, and therefore he gave us his Torah. Moshem, Karvenu, they should bring us close. The care of Tanu should bring us close. And then last, if you don't say it already, again, you guys right now in this Corona time period, you're not going in and out of Batei Medrash so much. But there's a tefillah that's supposed to be said before a person goes into a base medrash, when he leaves. I don't think it means every time you go to the bathroom you have to say, but at least in the beginning of the day when you come in to say a tefillah, the end of the day when a person leaves to say the tefillah, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave us our chesed chalkenu in the Batei Medrash and not b'yoshvei kronos. So Hashem should help all of us. We should be zocha through real heartfelt tefillah, we should be zocha to tremendous, tremendous milos in Torah.